share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer. This piece reflects the writer's opinion and compiled opinions of others on the subject matter. It does not reflect the opinions or beliefs of World of Buzz. After the first opt-in program for AstraZeneca received tremendous support from the public, many people outside of Klang Valley have been waiting with bated breath for the AstraZeneca vaccine to be available at their local vaccination centers. On the 17th of May, Science, Technology and Innovation Minister, who is also responsible for the Vaccine Special Committee, announced that Phase 2 of the AstraZeneca registration will be available to the elderly in Selangor, KL, Penang, Sarawak and Johor on the 23rd of May. It is said that the prioritization is to speed up the process of Phase 2 of the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. Since then, many netizens have then questioned the minister on whether there was adequate vaccine supply for Phase 2. Why aren't the elderly already being prioritized for the national vaccine plan with Pfizer? What's taking so long? Why is AS moving faster? Does not equal, at 2610 p.m., May 17, 2021. Why only to above 60s while phase 1 for the elderly is still ongoing? Unless y'all don't have enough vaccines for them. At this point, COVID attacks anyone and everyone, so just open up to those who want to take the vaccine. https://t.co/775chx2zs. Kashan D. Buxani, at Kiss D. Bux Bunny, May 17, 2021. Salam YB. You claimed that phase 2 vaccines are sufficient, 60 plus, but yet now when an opt-in opens you still prioritize 60 plus. This is an opportunity to vaccinate more people in parallel with the national program, so can you please explain the reasoning behind this? Fez smiling face with tear hash save Palestine Palestine plus hash save Sheikh Jarrah, at Mr. Faiz Ahmad, May 17, 2021. Kyrie Jamaluddin elaborated that the prioritization of the elderly will only be for 3 days. Following this, registrations will open after the 26th of May to individuals above the age of 18 in the selected states only if there are leftover appointments. Many have said that it would be better to just open it for all, as most economic sectors are open and going to work is risky enough. A post by the Ministry of Health, KKM, states that the elderly getting infected and dying from COVID-19 is traced back to them being infected by their close family members. A netizen from Malacca has also wondered about the fate of the Malaysians living with high-risk people in other states who want to get the AstraZeneca vaccine but are not eligible for the second rollout. This is insane. The over-60s crowd is already supposed to be vaccinated under the national program. Given that younger people are proving to be more vulnerable to COVID now, USHLD be rolling the AS vaccine out to the rest of us who want it in the rest of the country. Noel Das, at Noel Das, May 17, 2021. Be that as it may, many have said that the main idea behind the opt-in for AstraZeneca is to reduce vaccine hesitancy due to the rarely occurring blood clots. However, even in the main immunization program, there are still many no-shows at the appointments. The Sun Daily reports that 1,800 out of 9,000 vaccine recipients in Kelantan did not appear for their vaccination. One netizen stated that it is proving very difficult to convince the elderly to get vaccinated. Bad idea. Not sure how many above 60 will opt in compared to those in late 20s and above. I'm having hard time convincing elderly people. Ruban Raj, at Ruban Live, May 17, 2021. Minister Kyrie Jamaluddin has said that Phase 3 of the national vaccination program might be delayed due to inadequate vaccines. So that leaves us to question. When will I, as an individual, be able to get vaccinated to protect myself and my family? When will the nation be able to achieve herd immunity? Looking at the rate of vaccinations in the nation and the delays that have been happening, it might be optimistic for us to think that we will be getting vaccinated by the end of the year. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. World of Buzz has reached out to Minister Kyrie Jamaluddin and to the Special Committee for Ensuring Access to COVID-19 Vaccine Supply, JKJAV. We have yet to receive a response. Also read, KJ, Phase 3 might be delayed due to inadequate vaccines, machines express concerns. Source. Astro Awani Source. Twitter Source. Twitter. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.